Good afternoon. Welcome to the Ignite Your Purpose podcast, show, blog, vlog. We're in all of these places. We are episode 142 today, where we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, the physical, and the spiritual knowledge, or our spin on it, and the mind, body, soul trifecta is our little catchphrase that we have kind of evolved to over the past 8 or 9 months. So Max is on the other side of the pond. He's in Canada. I'd just like to thank you all for tuning in, watching or listening, whatever you're doing. And today's subject, we're going to talk about the Monday mood, the Monday motivation. Why do we all dislike Mondays quite so much and just live for the weekend? So I'm going to throw it over to Max. It's early, early Canada time, but let's see what he's got to say.
You know, this one's near and dear to my heart, because one of the whole reasons I got into the Soto Zen game was this, man. I didn't not just like Monday mornings. I didn't like the trajectory I was going on to, which meant it wasn't just Monday mornings I didn't like. It was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that was from following the wrong path, you know, still keeping my feet in what I wanted to do. But definitely I allowed, in the simplest forms, I allowed myself to be Monday morning's bitch instead of vice versa. I got to make Monday morning my bitch. You know what I mean? We got to get out there. And until we get self-empowered and understand, and this comes back to everything, John, you and I talk about when it comes to everything being intertwined. Until we can take back our empowerment and know, even if we're going today, I got to go do something I don't want to do. And it is Monday morning. But if we understand the reason as to why the hell we're doing it, it's a stepping stone. We know we're getting better. We know there's going to be things in life that we don't love doing every day. But sorry, yeah. John, you just cut out and there's like 8 messages that just came up. So that was weird. And they were okay. All from you.
No, I've not put any messages up. So goodness, we'll check those out afterwards. We're not very techie. We're just blagging it. But just following on from Max's idea of Monday mornings, it's just our perception. Mondays aren't bad because we perceive them, because we, you know, we spend so much time or a big chunk of our life. So on Monday morning, I've got to go to work. Yeah. If you're thinking like that, maybe you don't like your job and maybe you're doing the wrong thing. So that could be the driver to pick up the books, to study, to think of another course, to encourage you to go and do something else. You don't dislike Mondays so much, this perception. And it's similar. We all love weekends so much. We all live for the weekend, which means we hate 70% of our life or something like that if we dislike Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So, I was trying to think how I deal with it. I think all in all, what we've done is, certainly from our side, is we've created a life that we love each and every day. The day, you know, any given day, and it comes down to this moment right now, and how am I living it, and what's my perception of the day? And we can either choose to be pissed off and miserable, or actually think, look around, have that negative thought, and think, right, within 30 seconds, go, man, the blue sky today. I was driving to the pool 5:30 this morning, and the biggest moon ever was about to set, and it was just an incredible start to a Monday morning. So although we may not like Mondays, there's always these really kind of inspirational moments, and that I was smiling all the way to the swimming pool, and I got into the pool sort of uplifted and driven to go and put the best effort in, and that's kind of set me on my way this morning. And I had to go and do a job, finish a job off that's been bouncing from day to day today because the weather's been struggling and outside. But got up, saw the big moon, had a great swim, popped in and saw my wife on the way to the job, did the job, had a great conversation with this lady who I'm working for. And that's kind of how I've kind of vibe each and every day to, you know, just make the best of it and not hate Mondays and not live for the weekend. So Max, hopefully you picked up something there that you can vibe off.
You know, you hit it on the head, perception, okay? And you said, you know, when you finally got to your destination, so for whoever is doing whatever this Monday morning, don't look at all the negatives, right? You might meet your new wife, husband today. You might, you know, meet a new best friend. You might get a promotion. You might, you could. There are endless possibilities. Yet, speaking from experience for myself, if we go and we just dread, you know, you're cutting yourself off from all those possibilities, right? You're just looking for that one sliver, which is Thursday or Friday to come, and you put your blinders on instead of allowing all the possibilities that are in this 24-hour day to hit us smack dab in the face and prepare us to be better, do better. And yeah, so I agree with you 100%, John. It's the way it starts with the mindset.
It's these negative snippets of our life that control and affect so much of it. I'm trying to think of an exercise that everybody could do. Maybe if they're motivated enough to do it, it's maybe set your alarm for every 30 minutes or every 45 minutes. And when that alarm goes off, take out a slice of paper and write down on it exactly what was going through your mind at that point, or how were you feeling, or how was, if you're having a conversation with somebody else, how were they feeling? What was their tone? Okay, and then put it back in your pocket, and then 30 minutes or 45 minutes later, or just once an hour, or once every 2 hours. And then when you reflect back on this, on what you've written down at the end of the day, you think, oh man, I've been really happy and really jolly today. Look at all these positive things I've written down. Or you may note that it's, oh, I was a bit sad then. I was a bit pissed off with somebody then. Oh, my sandwich was, oh, disappointed with my sandwich, whatever it might be. But then we get a perception of what our mindset is generally, and we become aware of it rather than this program just trickling along. And then when we do have these thoughts, we can choose to say, right, 30 seconds, what am I grateful for right now? Well, I'm breathing. I've got a big lungful there. That's good. Oh, the tap, I can turn the tap on and there's water. We've got a great house. We live in a safe island. Whatever it might be, but within 30 seconds of when you become aware of having these negative thoughts, and you won't do it every time, and maybe you'll just do it once a day when you begin, and then maybe twice a day a week later. But the more we become aware of, are we glass half empty, glass half full, motivated, unmotivated, whatever you want to describe it, then we can become empowered to change rather than just to truck along the same old shit. Life is shit. Life is crap. I'm stuck this way. We can become aware and we can change it. So that's all I'm going to say for today. Max, maybe you can say goodbye and then we will clear off and get our days done, all finished. And over to you.
I love it. It does. And if, you know, if you vibe with Ignite Your Purpose, you vibe with John and I, the one thing that you can start your journey with us is the change of the mindset. Don't allow your mind to control you, meaning frig, it's friggin' Monday morning, blah, blah, blah. You just start the day off. You start the month off. You start the year off with this doom and gloom. We change the mindset. We change our perception. And every day we start to be, and we speak from experience here, we start to be just a little more grateful. We start to understand what reality truly is. And there are so many blessings in a 24-hour day compared to the negative. We're human. There is going to be some negative. John and I still experience it. The great Buddhas that teach me still experience that shit. It's part of life. But it doesn't have to be the majority of life. We'll leave it at that. John, thank you so much. People, subscribe, share, like, follow. Join the vibe with us. Let's be better, people.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to finish off once, because I had a meeting this morning with a guy called Paul Moulton, who's Mr. TV on the Isle of Man. He's worked for ITV, he's worked for BBC, he's worked for Granada, and he's got his own little vibe going there. But he asked me this morning, what's the point, what's the purpose of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast? And ultimately, Max and I, we both left home at a very young age, and we had the trials and the tribulations. We didn't have these sort of father figures, or maybe it was the sergeant majors for me when I joined the military. But ultimately, all we're trying to achieve is to be a kind of a point or a source of some knowledge or some ideas, so that if you haven't got anybody to turn to, you can think, oh, well, let's go and tune into this little pot of positivity and, you know, learn about the stories where these guys, you know, they had choice A and choice B, and then they took choice B first time, and then how they learned and how they evolved and how they managed to create a better life by doing better to be better each and every day. So that's all I'm going to say. If you can, please hit that subscribe down there, wherever it is, or the like or the thumbs up, or what would be incredibly awesome is if you just send a message. And we'll see you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.